Nadaz conferred with Slagar again.
Malkaris, all-powerful one, Slagar says to remind you of your promise when he brought you the last slave workers, that you give all the land above ground to him, from the gorge to the south boundaries of your realm. He says he will serve your interests faithfully and be your voice above ground.
Tell them, Masked One, to be patient a while. Take him down below and show him the work that is being done to complete my underworld kingdom. I will watch him for a time, and when I have made up my mind that his voice above ground would serve me as well as yours does beneath the earth, then I will send for him.
Slagar could hardly wait for Nadaz to walk back to him. He had heard the voice of Malkaris clearly.
Listen, Rat. Tell your master that I've kept my side of the bargain. He promised me that land. Now you go and tell him I have a right to the territory.
Nadaz rattled the skull on his scepter. The masked fox was suddenly surrounded by the black-robed rats with their short stabbing spears held ready. The voice of the host confronted Slagar.
You don't tell me anything, fox. You have no rights here, and never dare to make demands upon Malkaris. Your audience is over. Come with me now. If the Lord of the Abyss wants to reward you, he will do it in due time. Until then, keep a rein on your tongue.
Feeling far from satisfied, the masked fox was led away down the curving causeway steps by Nadaz and his servants. The diamond-patterned skull mask moved this way and that as Slagar descended into the green depths. The steps wound down into the earth until he reached the cave bottom, where the green light came from whatever fuel burned in the torches and braziers that dotted the vast and intricate workings. The Sly One was impressed. Dwellings had been hewn into the rock. Streets and avenues stretched before him. Some of them looked as if they were part of another building from another time. Groups of young woodlanders, painfully thin and covered in rock dust, worked beneath the whips of their cruel taskmasters, dragging boulders and cutting and dressing stones into square and oblong blocks. Slagar caught a glimpse of some huge, unearthly-looking creature that he could not identify. Nadaz urged him past a band of slaves, mixing mortar and cement. Strangely shaped amphitheatres and high-arched caverns gave way to a half-lit passage. Then the party halted in front of a wall. Carved upon it in relief was a weird and curious mural with the figure of Malkaris at its centre. Nadaz turned to him.
This is the limit of our workings. Go now. My black robes will take you to your chamber, and there you must wait until Lord Malkaris gives his decision. You are fortunate, fox. Apart from the creatures I command, you are the only one who has set eyes upon the underground world.
As the black-robed rats led Slagar away, he watched Nadaz from the corner of his slitted hood. The purple-robed rat touched the left paw of the carved polecat, and the figure swung inwards. As Nadaz went through, Slagar managed to see a shaft of light on the other side before the carving was pushed back into place. The Sly One made a mental note that this was a secret exit. Then, in silence, he allowed himself to be led back up the causeway steps. Slagar neither liked nor trusted Malkaris and Nadaz, but he was confident that he could outthink them both. One day, he would rule all of this land, above and below ground. At present, he was content to wait. The delivery of the slaves had gained him entrance to this strange world. Malkaris would probably think he was an efficient servant, and promotion would follow. Slagar would bide his time. He was no beast's servant. Only one position interested the masked fox: complete and utter ruler. The afternoon had begun fading away in pink-tinged sunlight when Matthias and his friends arrived at the tree. It was a giant pine, standing alone. Orlando stood and stretched to his full height against it.
By the stripes, it's so big it makes me feel like a pebble against a mountain. I'll bet it'd take a lot of otter's tail to tip to go round a trunk this size, eh, Cheek?
The young otter patted the immense girth of the bowl.
I'll say it would. Have you ever seen one like this before, Jess?
The squirrel shook her tail in admiration.
Never! It's a wonderful sight. Pity it stands alone, because you can only climb up it or down. You couldn't leap to another tree. The nearest ones are over there, see, where Matthias is heading. Hey, warrior, where are you off to? I thought you wanted to see this tree.
Matthias walked in a straight line with a measured pace, keeping his eyes to the ground.
It's not the tree I wanted to see, only its shadow.